This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, so glad to have you with us on a big Saturday night. Sarah Drew will be here from Grey's Anatomy, also the movie Indivisible, and maybe some other things you know her from. Kristen B. Tate in the Ladies Lounge, author of How Do I Tax Thee? Also, you see her all over the news channels and such. She writes for The Hill. Hey, it's Kevin McCullough. We've got a big Saturday night for you. So grateful that you're here, and it's always fun to get together on a Saturday night live from the Balance of Nature Studios and the CoQ Tenergy News Desk. I love this stuff. I've been telling you about this stuff now for 3 weeks. I can't stop drinking the CoQ Tenergy. It's like I'm addicted to it. But there's nothing in it to be addicted to, except the extra energy it gives you. There's no caffeine. There's no sugar. There's no carbs. There's none of that stuff in there. And tonight, just like we've been doing for the last several, if you want a complimentary bottle of this, I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to pay for the shipping, and it's 16 ounces. That ain't cheap. But I'm putting it up. CoQ Tenergy. Free sample when you go tonight to kmcfree.com, kmcfree.com, and grab your own bottle of it. And we've got three new flavors rolling out very soon too, so be on the lookout for that. This is the berry fruit punch. And even the team here, Ivan, you got yours last week.
Delicious.
And you liked it. See, I was a little bit iffy on the fruit punch flavor only because I was not a kid that grew up like drinking Hawaiian punch. And if I had to describe what the flavor is kind of like, it's kind of like the Hawaiian punch, fruit punch flavor. But I really like this stuff now. And like I said, every day, because I used to do the Red Bulls and the 5 hours and all that stuff. That stuff's terrible for you. Don't do that stuff. Do this. Five times the absorbable CoQ10 of any supplement on the product, on the shelves. And it's sugar, carb, caffeine free. It's all good for you. Just good stuff and helps you get through the day. Anyway, kmcfree.com to get yours. So let's go to the big board. Big show tonight. We come to you live from New York City. Sarah Drew, who is a New York native, has a brand new film out. It's been in studio and been in theaters, I think, 2 weeks now. Indivisible, and it's still doing well across the country. She's going to join us and discuss why she wanted to make this film and what was it about this story that was so important to her. And then in the second hour, we've already mentioned Kristen Tate. Now, you know Kristen from her stints on TV news and so forth. She also wrote a great book about millennials when the election was going around. Let's see, that was the last midterm, I think, was when that came out. So it was the final midterm between Obama's two elections. But since then, she has released How Do I Tax Thee, which is a great treatise on this whole issue of the taxes that you pay that you don't even realize you're paying. And there might be some more if Amazon and some other people have had their way, which they did this week. We'll get into some of that as well. I'm not against the Amazon thing, by the way. All my center-right friends, even Kristen, she'll probably pick on me tonight about this. I'm a man, I can take it. Anyway, she was like, no, you're all wrong about the Amazon thing. And I'm saying, well, we'll have to talk about it. So we'll spend some time doing that tonight. Should be good. And then I also want to, well, now we can do it. Now we can say it. The next governor of the state of Georgia, those of you listening and watching in Atlanta tonight, it's not going to be Ms. Abrams. And after I saw how graciously she went down in defeat this week, I'm really, really glad it's not Ms. Abrams. Did you hear what she said in her concession, not a concession speech? Nick, do we have the video? Let's roll that if we do. This is Stacey Abrams from the concession, not a concession, conceding, not conceding, refusing to concede. Maybe I will concede, or not. I don't know. This is how it went.
I acknowledge that former Secretary of State Brian Kemp will be certified as the victor in the 2018 gubernatorial election. but to launch an elected official who claims to represent the people in this state, baldly pin his hopes for election on suppression of the people's democratic right to vote has been truly appalling. So let's be clear. This is not a speech of concession. Because concession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, I cannot concede that. But
all right, so we're going to save everyone the pain of the ears there. Right, true, and proper, and she cannot concede that the outcome of this election was right, true, and proper. Now, did you know that earlier in the week, Hillary Clinton was visiting Georgia, and she said, yeah, Stacey Abrams would have made a great governor if she had gotten a fair election. I need to make a statement about this, because this is the problem with the American left. When they don't get their way, they always say that they weren't given a fair chance. And I want to prove to you tonight why Stacey Abrams, that woman right there, is lying her face off. To sit there and say that Mr. Kemp is going to become the governor of Georgia because she did not get a fair election is not only patently false, she knows what it does. As a black woman, she knows that when a white man beats her in a gubernatorial race, that it fans the flame of the race issue. She knows that. And she's choosing to do that when facts do not support her premise. And I can prove to you that the facts don't support her premise. But I need it to be said really clearly. This woman is a liar. She is lying in that concession speech. She is lying about the truth of the election of 2018, and she's lying about what it means to the state of Georgia. And really, when you think about it, because we're such a close country and these things just spill over from one place to another, she's hurting the United States of America in this process. Let me just be real clear about all that. Okay? I'm not going to pull punches on this tonight. So we're going to talk about that as well. And then there's the Amazon thing. I want to get into that because the really intriguing thing about Amazon is that I have a lot of genuine friends on the center left and the center right that believe that this is just the most terrible thing that could be put forward. And I actually couldn't be so much more the opposite of that, even though I know that Jeff Bezos played the game to his maximum satisfaction. If for New York to be complaining about getting this contract and this deal and all of this in any way, which the politicians aren't, if you notice that. The governor and the mayor, and they're the ones that are really getting the criticism for this, they gave up somewhere around $3 billion. 1.7, I think, comes from the state. 1.3 is going to come from the city. But about $3 billion to get the second world headquarters of Amazon.com. That happened this week. I'm going to tell you why it's all good. So we'll get into all of that and more before we're done. Hey, you ever want to be in touch with us? Our phone number, it actually works all week long. Even if I am not on the air in this capacity, I'm on the air in different capacity, but even when I'm not here during the day, I've got a voicemail, and I'm the one that gets those messages, and I listen to every single one of them. 888-340-3373 if you ever want to chat. 888-340-3373. Those of you watching on Biz TV, it's right there at the bottom of your screen. Would love to have you interact with us tonight on some level regarding that as well. Anything I say that just strikes your fancy. And then I also would love it if you could do me this favor. The team here has worked really hard. My weekday team, Monday through Friday, my guy Alex, he just works his heart out. These guys that are with me on Saturday night, they've been here 9 years, standing with me shoulder to shoulder, 9 years together. This is just an amazing, crazy, crazy privilege that I feel like I have on a week-in and week-out basis. And part of the reason why I started telling you about the Nigerian Project a few weeks ago is because out of gratitude for all of the good things that I get to take part in and all the fun I get to have and all the radio time I get to be on the air and all this TV exposure and both here and on Fox and other places, I just feel greatly humbled. And so I started saying a few years ago, if I'm going to be given all of this tremendous, wonderful opportunity, I would like to also return the favor and do something good for others. So we've done different projects each year. We've built houses for people that didn't have them. Last year helped free nearly 200 human trafficked slaves in the Sudan, in the north of Sudan, slaves that had been taken anywhere from ages of 3 to 30, and they were still enslaved. We were able to set free 200 of them. This year, we're doing a very important project as well. I'm going to tell you more about that and give you some updated good news about what we have done so far, but knowing that there is a little bit of work to yet do, and we want to do it before Christmas this year because we want to give these families a really special new year for Christmas this year. If you have not yet done it and you would like to give a gift, it's 888-342-1010, but I'm going to tell you what your money is going to go towards and all that as we continue on as well. All right, it's Kevin McCullough. We're coming to you from New York per usual. Every single week we do this, and glad to get together. We're hoping that you'll stay with us. Talking about the gubernatorial election in Georgia when we come back from our first break here. Again, you want to be part of the conversation, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. You can also send me an email, kmcradio@gmail.com, if you want to drop me a note that way, or join any of my social.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad to have you with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live on a Saturday, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us, wherever you may be. And we come to you from New York, but we've got people in every state and every corner of actually the globe. I was doing something weird this last week. I was on my podcast. What do they call it? The statistics when you go into the deep analytics. I was looking at the analytics. Thank you. I can't speak tonight. I don't know what my problem is. But I was looking at it, and there's like 360 nations that listen to us on a on a weekly to monthly basis, and there's a whole bunch of countries that have more and more and more people listening. So if that's you, thank you. And I know that some of you have even given to our Nigerian family cause as well. I'm grateful for that. Let me go back to the videotape yesterday. Stacey Abrams, from the state of Georgia, who's been running for the office of governor there against the Republican Attorney General, and I forget what her post was, but they had a pretty storied election, and it came down to the end. They didn't do like recounts like what Florida's having to do with. They were just slow in getting the original count done because it was such a tight race. She kind of stepped out of the race yesterday. Take a listen. All right, we'll re-spool that and get that shortly. But Stacey Abrams stood up on the stage and she said to the people that were gathered there that she was conceding, but that she was not conceding. Let's try it now.
I acknowledge that former Secretary of State Brian Kemp will be certified as the victor in the 2018 gubernatorial election. But to watch an elected official who claims to represent the people in this state baldly pin his hopes for election on suppression of the people's democratic right to vote has been truly appalling.
Stop the tape right there. I want to pause it. That he got elected, what did she say, on the suppression of people's rights to vote? Now, that is a direct lie. That she then goes on to make this statement, you know, I'm a fighter and I'm not going down and we're not going to. And I misspoke. I called him the Attorney General. He's the Secretary of State. And it was actually his offices that would be in charge of counting the votes. And there was some question about how could he execute his duty as officer when he's a candidate and so forth. So he actually, when the election got, you know, when they started going to the deep counting where they was going to be, you know, into the late days and hours, he recused himself. He resigned from the office and had one of his deputies step up and take his spot. So having said all of that, Stacey Abrams says there that he got elected based on the suppression of people's rights to vote. Now, if that was true, and she's an African-American woman saying this about a white man in the South. Okay, I don't even think I need to explain any further what you already know the networks are going to do with all of this. Oh, there's going to be a permanent cloud of suspicion over the Georgian race, and there shouldn't be. There should not be one ounce of doubt about the legitimacy of Mr. Kemp's win in this election. And let me explain why. In the primary for Stacey Abrams, she pulled out record numbers of people to win the primary for the Democratic nomination for her party. Huge turnout for their primary race, and Mr. Kemp had a sizable win for his. It's a largely Republican state, so it's going to be pretty evenly matched, most likely, in the primaries. But then you go to November 6th, the general election, And poll watchers in Georgia, and I was looking at news reports of this last night after she made her comments. Poll workers in Georgia said that there was almost presidential election year like numbers at most of the polling places. Now, I can assert that that was the way it was in a good number of places all across the state of Texas. In the states of New Jersey and New York, you had kind of record numbers of people for a midterm where you don't have a president at the top of the ticket kind of motivating everybody to make sure they go cast their ballot for that one person that they're really voting for at the top. So to have a midterm kind of have that kind of turnout, it probably sets records. And sure enough, in the state of Georgia, it actually did set records. The previous highest turnout for a midterm prior to this year for the state of Georgia was 2010. And in 2010, they had a little bit of a dip in 2014. But in 2010, they set new records for the level of turnout for a midterm, an election that does not have a president at the top of the ticket. In 2018, they shattered the 2010 record. What does that mean? How do you shatter a record for voter turnout? What if I was to take a survey? Ivan, what do you think that would mean? That means that they had more people come to vote than they had in the previous year's record when they had the most in 2010. So in 2010, they had 43% turnout. 43% turnout. What do you think it was for 2018? In terms of percent of registered voters and total numbers, 53% for a midterm election. Nearly a full 10%, a full 10% more to set the record than they had in the last record-setting year that they had. Now, my question is, and on top of that, record numbers for African Americans, record numbers for almost all voters across the board. So my question is this. In what way can she concede, coming out of the race, saying that he won this through the suppression of the right to vote, will not stand? Now, she's doing that because she wants to file, she's already actually expressed this, they want to file a lawsuit to force the state of Georgia to hold a do-over. Now, that's weird because you automatically get a do-over. 4 years from now, you get another do-over. If you didn't like the results of the election this time, they do a do-over every 4 years. That's part of the reason why they do it. It's already baked into the system. You're going to get a do-over. If you don't like the choice you made, you get to do it over again 4 years from now. But when the turnout was record-breaking, largest number of voters cast legal ballots, counted legally, gone through the machines, tallied at the Secretary of State's office, and then all put together, when you have got a record turnout, it's a really stupid and dishonest thing to say that the winner did so because he suppressed the voters. How do you suppress a record turnout? How's that even possible? Wouldn't a depressed turnout look something like less than the record number of voters in 2010? You would think. Not only that, record numbers of African Americans voted, so much for her community, quote-unquote, being disenfranchised. Every vote was counted. The race wasn't close enough to go to a recount. And if he had not gotten over 50%, she could have challenged him to a runoff. But friends, in order to do either of those, she needed 53,999 more votes just to get to the runoff. Now, think about how big 53,999, that's a full giant stadium right up the road from where our studio's here. That's how much he beat her by. He didn't suppress the vote. There was no voter suppression. That's a lie. That's an ugly, nasty lie from the pit of hell. He won by 50,000 plus votes. And she needs to be more gracious. I'm Kevin McCullough. Sarah Drew, when we continue.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So, the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry. Yeah. And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job. but this is very sad to see it.
President Trump's reaction as he tours some of the areas that were hit hardest by some of the wildfires that have hit California over the last week. According to the Butte County Sheriff, at least 71 people have died, and there's still many more people that they're looking for that are unaccounted for. According to numerous reports, the CIA believes that the Saudi Crown Prince ordered the assassination of Jamal Khashoggi. This goes against initial indications, and the CIA has yet to confirm if these reports are true. And in Florida, the hand recount has to be complete by Sunday at noon Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So glad to have you with us live from New York. It's Radio Night Live, and we are always pleased to be able to catch up with you, talk about the news and what's going on in the headlines, et cetera, et cetera. My phone number is 888-340-3373. You want to weigh in on anything. And also, don't forget, tonight being brought to you in part by the wonderful folks at CoQ10ergy with my newest energy supplement obsession. 4 to 5 times the amount of normal CoQ10, which is good for your heart, skin, nails, all kinds of stuff. Also helps your joints recover if you've had arthritis or injuries. CoQ10, very, very good for you. It's also got a lot of energy components to it, and this energy drink is based on it. It's caffeine-free, it's sugar-free, it's carb-free, it's joint healthy, it's heart healthy. 5 times the amount of CoQ10, and it will revive you. You got that 2 o'clock all every afternoon. Don't reach for one of those other harmful energy drinks. Grab a CoQ10ergy, and I'll give you a free one just to get started. KMCfree.com. I'll pay for the shipping. KMCfree.com. Go and do it today. CoQ10ergy, one of the proud sponsors of Radio Night Live. All right, so You know, we like to talk about the news. There's no doubt about it. But when I have a chance to speak with people that are giving themselves to projects that are about making our world better, I love to do it. And I'm really honored to have my next guest here with us tonight. Her name is Sarah Drew, and Sarah is one of these really talented actresses that just a few years ago said, hey, I want to make films and things that are a little bit even more meaningful than just the stuff that I've done so far. And so it's with great joy I welcome her back to the Kevin McCullough microphone. Sarah, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
You made your bones, I guess most people would recognize you as the girl from Grey's Anatomy, but you've also had a number of projects in recent years, like Mom's Night Out and some other things that were kind of a little bit of a foray into like family-friendly film and those types of projects. What drew you to this project specifically?
Yeah, well, I was really moved by the story. I kind of saw my own marriage mirrored in the marriage of Heather and Darren Turner. In my own experience, I went through a dark time in my marriage a few years after we were married, before we had kids, and we were in a place of total despair and hopelessness, and were encouraged to get into counseling and worked through so many things in that room with our counselor together, and came out the other side in a really, really strong and more loving place. And so I really resonated with the story, the Turner story, because it reminded me so much of my own. And I've been able to share my own story with people in life as I engage with them. And every time I do, people express how inspired they are by it. So this was an opportunity to kind of bring a story like that onto a broader stage.
Sure. No, I totally get that. It has enjoyed good success these first couple of weeks. Talk about, did you know it was going to do well, or were you nervous? So be honest with us. What was your thought?
Yeah, I mean, you never know how a film is going to do. You never know what's going to hit. You never know what's going to not hit. I think my greatest fear walking in was that the critics would not like it, because I think what we're doing with this film is kind of different. It's a film that's not made specifically to impress, but it's made specifically to nurture and to encourage.
Hmm.
And what I really wanted to do when I came onto the project was to elevate this kind of a story and bring a professionalism to it that could actually go beyond the audience that it was geared toward.
Sure.
And what was exciting about opening weekend was seeing the reviews. Actually, we got some pretty fantastic reviews from top critics and mainstream media who seemed to really understand what it is that we were doing, which was to present a love story, to present a love letter both to military families and military members, but also to just communities of people who are in a space of darkness who want to experience some kind of hope. And it felt very much like what I set out to do was reflected in a lot of these reviews. So that's been exciting to see.
Now, I would have to think that would be because... And I've always felt this way, Sarah. And actually, Sarah, let me catch my thought here, and when we formulate and come back from the break, I've got a number of other questions about the film I want to get to as well. Sarah Drew, the actress, you may know her from Grey's Anatomy. You may know her from Mom's Night Out. You may have seen Indivisible in theaters now, but it's done very well, and we're very honored to have the talented first-time director, by the way, of a major motion picture. She did some stuff with Grey's Anatomy, but this is big stuff. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, we're coming back from New York. Don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday evening. Some of you got snow for the first time this last week for the new fall season. It was really kind of weird. People were saying, oh, it's going to be the first snowfall of the year. And then they forgot that January was part of this year. So the Dwight Schrute in me had to remind people, no, that's not really true. Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. Anyway, glad you're with us. And if you have not yet done it, this is the enrollment period for your benefits. If you have not gotten health insurance, did you know that you're still required to by law? They have changed the penalties and the mandates and that sort of thing. But if you are looking to save money and get more coverage for your insurance, for your personal insurance, or for your small business, maybe you are the benefits coordinator for your company. Maybe your company's looking for a way to save money on the benefits that they're they're offering their employees. This is where you go. Getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. There's a free consultation. There's nothing to, it doesn't cost you anything to talk to them. You get to compare every plan under the sun. They've even got faith-based plans that might work for you. And then they will also, if we can have the slide back on the screen, they'll also glad to help you out on need and price based on your budget. So call them today, 312-588-9443, 312-588-9443, or go online to getbenefits.info, getbenefits.info. The enrollment period is open. If you don't do it now, you won't get a chance to do it until next year's enrollment period without a hardship. 312-588-9443 or getbenefits.info. Now, we are in the midst of a conversation with Sarah Drew. She is the actress from Grey's Anatomy, and you may also remember her from Mom's Night Out. Her newest movie is doing really well, Indivisible, in the theaters. And Sarah, you said in the last segment that one of the purposes of why you made this film was to try to send a love letter to the military. And with the level of the quality of the production and the look of this movie, and it feels very, very expensive, do you feel like you accomplished that?
I mean, based on the reactions that we've been getting from people, I think we have. You know, I'm getting tweets on a regular basis from servicemen and women and from their families who are just, you know, coming out of the theaters, going back a second and a third time to
wow.
see it, bringing new people and saying things like, you absolutely got it right. I was weeping from start to finish. This was a totally cathartic experience and an incredibly hopeful experience. And so rarely, what I'm also hearing from families is that it's so rare to tell the story about what the families go through,
right.
Which, you know, they have their own kind of heroism when they're holding down the home front while also caring for the other people on the base, while also waiting in fear that, you know, the next knock on the door might be from a chaplain delivering some horrible news to them. And then the patience with which they have to be present and care for their soldier when they reintegrate and when they come home. It's a long haul and it's not easy. And what they carry is pretty enormous and pretty heroic. So, what's been really encouraging, I really wanted to get that right. I just really wanted to tell a story that resonated in a deep way with families and made them feel seen and heard and appreciated and loved.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing that across the board from people, you know, writing into Rotten Tomatoes and writing in on Facebook and writing into on Twitter. It's been a very kind of beautiful affirmation of what we set out to do.
Well, congratulations on that point. And you know what's interesting? It's fun having these conversations back to back because when we had the Turners here last week, I was able to talk to them about kind of the opposite end of that question, which was, as a military family, you went through this, but what is your feeling about marriages that aren't even in the military context, but that are struggling to that degree? And they really have a passion now. They do have a passion for military families, and they want to help those marriages, but they really want to see every marriage be made as whole as possible in the days to come. So it's neat to see the people that it happened to and where their focus and desire is, and you, the ultimate kind of creative on the project, also trying to give back into that community where they came from. What have you taken away as a filmmaker from this project that maybe you didn't know about yourself before? What are you looking at in terms of next things down the road? And do you want to do more in this genre, or are you looking to build, you know, expand out? What's your goal here?
Yeah, I mean, one great thing that I discovered in producing for the first time is that I really relish being in a leadership position. I was always afraid of directing because I thought I didn't know if I'd be able to put elements in my head at the same time and, you know, run a ship and captain a ship well. And I discovered working on Indivisible that I already was sort of naturally holding all of this information in my head. And once I was given permission to be a part of the collaborative process and, you know, be a part of the casting, be a part of script notes and rewrites, and be a part of being on set and giving actor notes and thinking through wardrobe and thinking through staging and all that stuff. Once I was on set and kind of given the freedom to participate in that collaboration, I realized, man, I want to do more of this. And and I ended up getting totally bit by the directing bug. And during season 14 of Grey's Anatomy, I shadowed and I ended up directing six little webisodes, a web series for Grey's Anatomy that was actually nominated for an Emmy.
Oh, wow.
So I got to go to the Emmys, which was really, really fun. And all of this sort of just ignited a passion in me to be able to be in a position of leadership, to be able to kind of direct the course of how we're telling a story and how a story is coming together. And ultimately, you know, for me, it comes down to what the story is about. I have to resonate on a deep level with whatever I'm working on.
Sure.
At this point in my career, in order to really throw myself in, to take that time away from my family. You know, it has to be something that really speaks to me and that I feel like I need to do in order to love the world.
Yeah.
In some way and offer something to the
yeah.
world. And
no, that totally makes sense, Sarah, and I so appreciate that heart behind it. When we come back, I want to ask you a little bit more about that, because you definitely come from leadership stock, so a lot of people would say, well, you've come by this naturally, quite naturally. So we'll get to that when we continue. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We're thankful to be being brought to you tonight in part by MyPillow.com. MyPillow, they have their new bed topper that is just the best thing. It turns any bed into a heavenly, dreamy place to go to sleep at night. And it's at its lowest price ever, 30% off. You'll get free shipping and two free pillows when you call tonight. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. Just use my promo code KMC. Radio Night Live continues next.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's that beautiful picture of New York City. We love that shot looking into Lower Manhattan. And every Saturday night, friends, we're there. We're coming to you from the greatest city on the planet. And we do so for the express reason to get to spend this time together, think through the things of our day, try to have a little bit of fun. And it's certainly been a lot of fun, Sarah, to have you tonight. Thank you so much for being here. In fact, I want to get right back to the conversation. You were talking as you were rounding out your last answer to us about the idea of leadership and how that really has changed and sparked something in you that you, I don't know if you didn't know you had it or not before, because you come from a long line of leaders. Your mother's a decorated professor. Your father's a pastor. Your brother's a pastor. I mean, I heard someone once say that you've got leadership running through your veins the way some people have air through their through their lungs.
That's true. I think I am. I live and breathe in a family of leaders for sure. My husband is also a leader. I feel like everything he's a part of in our life, they ask him to come on the committee to lead the thing.
Right.
He's on so many different committees because he has a real gifting for it too. And I did a lot of, I was in a lot of leadership positions growing up, and in high school, that was something that came naturally to me. But walking out into Hollywood and establishing myself as an actor, I was really focused on that for the first, decade of my career. So it's exciting to kind of go back to those roots and recognize and reignite those things that really are part of my design. I think I just needed the opportunity to be given to me to actually step into that role. And it's been an exciting journey.
Yeah. Well, Lady Sarah, and I call all my nice lady friends lady, because I don't believe there's enough gentlemen and ladies in the world anymore. But Lady Sarah, let me say this. If you as a Christian can go to Hollywood and keep your faith intact and become a leader in that environment, the world has yet to benefit really from the gift that you have, because you will continue to be able to excel in that in so many ways. Who knows, maybe President Sarah Drew someday. I mean, we could, I don't want to stretch too far.
I have no interest in doing that.
I thought that might get a chuckle. Hey, congratulations on the success of the film, and I'm really excited that people's lives are being impacted by it, and I just hope that God can continues to give you a lot of opportunity to find those new gifts. I have found, I'm going to be 50 here in, 2 years, and I have found that in the last decade, I've discovered new passions in my line of work in communication and news and the rest of the stuff that I do that I didn't know either. And I think that's when life is lived best, is as you keep kind of unpacking these Easter eggs here and there that God leaves for you. It's like a whole new road that you get to enjoy for the first time. And I just wish you nothing but success on that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're most welcome. And thanks for being with us tonight. Sarah Drew, the actress and also the director of the new film, Indivisible. If you've not seen it, you really should. It is worth you and your wife or you and your spouse going for a date night and having some fun. Hour number two is on the way. Can you believe we're halfway through? It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough Live.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.